Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Number 10.
All over the world, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say.
I hear the sound of breakthrough.
I hear the sound of breakthrough.
Thanks for joining us for the Gospel Countdown today. I'm Nina Taylor, along with my wonderful co-host. His name is Pastor Ernest Richards. Hey!
I'm alive. I am well. I know I'm not going to hell. But right now, it's time for a show. So, Miss Nina, please, let's go. Good morning, good morning, good
All
evening.
Right.
What you doing? Where you at?
Well, first, happy holidays to you. It's been a wonderful day so far. How you doing? What's going on?
Listen, I got some serious news, and I wasn't disturbed by it. I was kind of elated by it. Now I'm intrigued, now that I've heard straight from the grapevine. Somebody told me that there was this young lady about 6 o'clock this morning in the kitchen cooking, and it won't chicken. Was that you?
Well, I wasn't in the kitchen at 6. I was up at 6 because I wanted to be at the grocery store early because I knew, you know, these people who wait to the last minute, you know how
right.
they do.
So,
I ain't going to say no names,
get,
but I don't really like that. And really, it wasn't last minute. I did most of my shopping yesterday. I just had to get a few last minute things, but I wanted to do it early, but I've been cooking all day.
Mm-hmm. You pulled a Black Friday move on the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a Black Friday move on Black Friday, too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, that's quite all right because, you know, you had to have your breakthrough. So let's go ahead and get started here so we can go get ready, because right now I just got finished with my brine. I did a citrus-flavored brine. I'm going to fry a turkey when I get up in the a.m. and get everything ready. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to promise you, this is going to be the best one. I recreated my brine for my turkey, and I'm telling you now, it's going to be so off the chart, you're going to smell it and want to taste it all the way from where you is right now. I don't want nobody to know where you is, because anybody come trying to visit you, I'm going to have to come out there and bust somebody to the white meat, and I'm trying to behave myself.
The white meat. Okay.
Right down to the white meat.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that. Hey, surprisingly, this countdown is, I don't know what's going on. People just, I just don't know what to say. Israel Newbury, who went down to number 14, is now back into the top 10 this week, as you heard, with his song, Hymn of Breakthrough. So, wow, wow, wow. Welcome back, Israel and Newbury. Welcome back.
And as they are being welcomed back, we welcome once again, I think we had her a few weeks ago on another song, Karima. The song, Redeemer, in the number 9 spot. Y'all got to listen to this. And just close your eyes and let the Lord minister to your mind and set your soul on fire.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this day? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer.
Now I know my Redeemer. Number 8. Number 8.
Horns, hit me!
Love, peace, and happiness. It's been a slow journey, but he is there. He has finally made it to the top 10. Can he make it to the top 5?
Hard question. I'm not going to say it's not easy. It could be easy. Not hard for him to do. And if it's anything like it's been over the last few weeks, ain't no saying. He may be number one next week for all we know. We've seen stranger things happen. But listen, the old soul kind of fell off a little bit. We thought, sure. And folks, remember, I prophesied in Test to Psych this one. I thought, sure, Kalante Gavin was going to be in the number one spot. But then again, I ain't going to give up hope. Because just when it looks bleak, it turns out to be unique. He's in a great spot still at number 7. Here's Kalante Gavin. Great is the name of the song.
Somebody clap your hand, yo. You know we serve a great God. Yeah. Hey. Oh, there's no name above Jesus' name. And throughout the land, we will now proclaim that our God is King. He reigns in majesty.
This song made a huge jump almost to the top five. CeCe Winans, who was a huge winner at the Dove Awards this year. And I mean, she was honored, too, as well. So congratulations, CeCe Winans. And on this one, your number six song with Believe For It.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if anybody can pole vault, it is CeCe Winans. I mean, the best-selling female gospel artist in gospel music in the last three decades. Hey, she's earned every ounce of what she's getting. Whether she got there by hook or crook, it don't even matter. This song just will not go away. I think Damon Little's not only been on the charts for 40 weeks, he has been in the top 10 for at least 12 or 13 of those 40 weeks. But here he is again in the number, he gets the number five, and it's like this brother turned into a cable. You know how a cable is, as strong as a cable is, it'll just hold its ground. The walls will fall down before the cable gives up. Nonetheless, here's our dude, Damon Little, with the song Stand Up.
You can no longer sit down and endure all this pain. Sherry been talking long. As
Number four.
Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rockin' with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till you're playing, I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love. Finally got somebody I can trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up. Yeah, because of you. Beside me, I can't lose. And all the hatin', they talkin', it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson, there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it out. Hold on, wait a second, let me grab a mic.
Love this song. I saw an interview with him. I had the opportunity to see him, other than, you know, in his videos, of course. And he was talking, and it was just great. Seems like a very, very nice guy, Jordan Armstrong, with his song, My God. Just sounds like a very, very nice guy, very talented. He plays the guitar and sings at the same time. He has the number four song this week. It's called My God.
Moving on to number three, I want to let you know this individual right here is another mainstay and a staple. He has been around for at least three or four decades and still showing his relevancy, his poise, his charm, his ability to deliver. Here's our man, your brother, my friend, somebody's uncle, somebody's cousin, and even somebody's nephew if they still live, B.B. Winans. The song is entitled, In Jesus' Name.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven. Forever the same, Jesus. Omnipotent reigns, Jesus. Let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name.
Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Every stronghold is broken. Yes, it's possible in Jesus' name. Said in Jesus' name, so the enemy is scattered.
In Jesus' name,
it's oppression.
the same.
Jesus,
omnipotent reign.
Jesus,
said, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven
in Jesus' name.
Yes, it is.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, some will try to deceive you. Disguising as she
in Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against you, it just won't prosper
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give the hope of my salvation.
that can really declare, really declare. Look at somebody and tell them, you are, you are.
You are, yeah.
You are what God
designed.
What God designed.
Well, Jonathan Nelson is still yet holding on. He's in the number two spot. Can he do it? I thought if he did it, it would have been this week. But stranger things have happened. He's in number two, up from number three from last week. Still yet holding on. Let's see if he can do just what his brother Jason Nelson did, which is make it all the way to number one with his great song, Manifest.
Speaking of Jason Nelson, all right, what'd y'all do with Jason? Stop playing. I'm sorry, you don't fall out of number four to number 46. No, I'm joking. He ain't that far down. I'm messing when I say that. I need you to really stir me up with something, and I know you've got a song that is just right for the picking, a song that's been well-seasoned, has been flipped, and has been marinated and put to the point and place where it's about to go in the oven and be baked and be pulled out so that we can get the carving knife and slice a few pieces off and just enjoy ourselves. I know you got something. Boy, let me say
for I do. If anybody can do any stirring. If anyone can do any stirring, it is Ja'Kalen Carr. This song is absolutely beautiful. I've only heard it one time, but it's absolutely beautiful. Wanted to debut it this week. It's entitled My Portion. Let's check it out.
You never knew you would have failed. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the cross.
and the promise is good news. Wake up to good news all throughout the day. Good news, even when I lay my head down at night, I declare good news. And I'm so glad the promise doesn't wear out. Every day I believe God.
All right, so what do you think? Was I right or was I right?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. If we wasn't doing a show, I'd be in a worship right now just listening to that song. It's a beautiful,
beautiful
song.
Beautiful.
But we're talking about Ja'Kalyn Carr now, okay? So what do we expect? She, to me, she's a musical preacher. If she's not a preacher, she's a musical preacher. I like
the way she's definitely
she
a preacher.
Ministers.
Definitely a preacher.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
The musicologist is going to tell you right now, we're looking at, we just listened to yet another number one from Ja'Kalyn Carr.
All right. The prophetess of music. That's the church. That's the name of the church. First church of the music.
First
okay.
Church.
All right. So I want you to understand the order of service. We have prayer, and we have fellowship and Bible study, and we have music. That's it.
Music,
anyway, I got to move on. Listen, I know we got the number one song coming up in a minute. You're listening to the Gospel Express with Nina Taylor and Pastor Ernest Richard right here on your radio station. Don't you touch that dial. Coming up next is a song. It's not a gospel classic yet. It is very close. And in just a few short years, it will be among the giants when it comes to gospel music. I don't know where you at, but Mr. DJ, let's set up my brother Ricky Dillard in New G. The song is entitled One More Chance.
Come on, chance! Wow, now that is a practical Ricky Diller piece if ever there was one. Now, Ricky Diller, definitely, when you go to a Ricky Diller concert, that's how it is the entire evening. You know what, sis?
And you just said a mouthful. I had being working with Dr. Bobby Jones, and we were in New Orleans. This is back in 2010, I believe it was. The song, 2009 or 10, I can't remember which it is, but the song had just kind of came out, and it wasn't that old. But the young lady that sings the lead, there were two of them that sang the lead. This particular young lady that sang the lead, let me tell you about this sister before we go to the number one song. This sister got so deep and so strong in the song, there was a part where she says, I could have been dead and gone. Sister girl laid down on the stage in the
yes.
the Superdome there in New Orleans, laid down on the stage, said, I could have been dead and gone. I could have gone cuckoo. And, I mean, she said she did not miss a note. I said, my goodness, if he ever came close, that's a concert I would definitely go see. And they're still that strong even in this given day. But nonetheless, we got to keep moving. We've got some other stuff to do. All right, we're at the number one song right now. And this individual had been in the number one spot not that long ago, but he's back again. My brother, my sister, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Mr. Jermaine Dolly. The song's entitled
Alka. You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say.
Bye.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jermaine Dolly. Don't forget now, you can connect with me on all social media outlets by simply going to my website at msninataylor.com. You'll find all my connections there. All my information is there. You can go and check out the 2021 Spin Awards, all that on my website. Again, that's msninataylor.com. Pastor, how can they connect with you?
In the same vein, you can connect with me on all social media. Look for Preacher 719 or Elder Ernest E. Richard Jr. You can also check TikTok. You can check Snapchat. You can even check Tumblr. I will be there. I'm going to add a few more in the days to come. You can email me, preacher719@gmail.com. Call me at 202-802-5209. Nina and I would love to come and MC your show. She's actually the star of the show. I'm just the funny parts of the show. So y'all just come on and give us a call. We will make sure that it's a time to remember. You will never forget the day that the Gospel Express came your way. We created all kinds of havoc, and we created all kinds of chaos, but in the end, you'll say it was a show to remember.
I have been down, and I have been lonely, but never alone. I wanted someone, but needed you only. How could I have known for me would transcend the ages and call me back home. I want the world to know I think you're beautiful to me. You are so beautiful, you're beautiful to me. For me, I want the world to know I think you're beautiful to me. For all that you've done, I could not repay you forever. That's what I'll give my forever, cause I never know why your love for me would cause you to tarry until I got home. I want the world to know I think that's beautiful, you're beautiful to me.